As we hear the beginning of the Gospel of St. Luke, we are reminded first that we think, we don't know 100% sure, but we think that St. Luke spent some considerable time with Mary. And we think a lot of what we are reading in the Gospel of Luke especially has influence from her and what she experienced with Jesus. And she would have been at the synagogue in Nazareth at the time Jesus came, filled with the Holy Spirit. So he had already spent some time with God the Father praying. And he would have gone to the temple and to the synagogue there to be a part of the ceremony. And somehow they must have known he had authority because they allowed him to read the scriptures. And he was given the book of the prophet Isaiah. And so as he unrolls it to this particular spot, and we hear him say the words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." When those people of that day in the synagogue heard those words, they would have seen the walls shake, because that was the proclamation of the Messiah, the one who was come, the anointed one, the one God would send to free his people. Then, as Jesus rolls up the scroll and he says, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing," the walls must have really shook, and they must have taken a deep breath and gone, "Ah!" Because he was proclaiming himself as the Messiah, as the anointed one. So part of the question for us as we enter this church on this Respect Life Sunday is, you know, is Jesus our Messiah? Is he the one that takes our breath away? Is he the one that really does rule our lives? Is he the one that really is for us the glad tidings to the poor? Because the glad tidings he brings is the gospel. It's the good news. And the good news is that God the Father, loves us so much that he sent his Son among us to die on the cross for us, but to rise from the dead. It's the promise of heaven for each and every one of us. And he's said to us, to all of us, to proclaim liberty to captives, that we're no longer captive to our sins. He's brought us freedom. He's brought us the gift of God's life. Now, in this Respect Life Sunday, we pause there just for a moment to give thanks to God for the love of our mothers and our fathers who said yes to life, who said yes to our life, who said yes to my life. Deeply grateful, deeply grateful. But we also remember that in our world today, there are still those that are held captive, that are not free. And their lack of freedom is their lack of understanding of God's love in their lives and the gift of life that's given to each of us and to them. Especially the mothers of children that will not see the light of day. We pray for them during this Eucharist in a special way. We pray for their mothers that they may not be held captive to what is considered freedom, because it is in the end captivity. We pray that they may recover their sight, that they may see God's love in their lives, and that they may know that the child that is within them is a gift and meant to be a gift. But part of the invitation is for us also, as we enter this Eucharist, as we enter the Word of God with Jesus, to open our own ears of our minds, ears of our hearts, and ears of our souls, that we may know Jesus as our Lord and as our Savior. As he speaks to us and he says, I want you to be able to see God's love in your life. I want you to be able to see God's presence in your life. I want you to be able to see that God loves you very personally, that God loves me very personally. We pray in a special way during this Eucharist that we in our lives may hear in our minds, in our hearts, and in our souls that gift that God has given each of us. And that's the good news. Jesus risen from the dead, so that no matter what we face in this life, and what's going on in our life, what's going on in our relationship, what's happening, whatever is taking place, God is there. And God is offering us the grace of the resurrection for each of us to touch those moments and to change them, transform them from sadness to joy of heaven. In this Eucharist, we will approach the altar to receive Holy Communion. That, in the end, is the moment we truly touch the resurrection. We touch eternity, and eternity touches us, because it is the body and blood of Jesus who died for us but rose from the dead. That's what the Anointed One has done for us. That's what happens when we approach the altar to receive his body and blood. And we hear echoing in our lives today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. The Anointed One, the Messiah, is with us.